So we're totally on the right topic to talk about this. So first of all, we all agree this was not a very good transition.
No, it was
obviously
not a very
early in,
and it's super confusing as we were talking about.
Yeah,
earlier.
It is very confusing.
Although I've enjoyed the confusing emails. Those have been good.
What's that?
The confusing emails
that you can't click on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Reminds me of moving from Google Chat to Hangouts.
No, yes. Totally. But this one involves like other third parties. It's not just you on your operating system.
Fewer third parties than supported
wallet.
This is
going to Whole Foods, and like I have not seen the Android Pay sticker at Whole Foods yet. Maybe it's just the ones I've been to, but they don't know that they can take it. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't know what they know. They haven't told me anything. Like the clerks don't.
Oh, they never. They're the last to know. Here's my thing, and I don't mean to upstage Big Jim on his rant because it was a great rant, Big Jim. But what I don't understand is, why not just retire Google Wallet and make it Android Pay and then just have the Google Wallet app upgrade and become Android Pay, and everything that you do with Google Wallet, you can now do in Android Pay. Why do I have to use two apps, one to buy things at Walgreens with them not knowing what to do, and another app to send you money? Why can't I all do that from one app?
Could it be a carrier thing? Could it be a carrier thing for the fact that like certain carriers may or may not want to have Android Pay installed on their device or allow it like to operate on their network?
Yeah.
And Google still wants the ability to be able to transfer money and do all that kind of peer-to-peer type stuff. So if they have that in a separate app, then okay, well, you can't do the Android Pay on that phone, but you can still at least do this other thing that.
But I feel like that's a software problem. So Android Pay doesn't work on Verizon, you know, and you just can't do this functionality. Like if Verizon, then no functionality. Yeah. Like the fact that there are two apps mystifies me, and I don't understand it. And I haven't actually played with Android Pay yet. I haven't tested it yet. I'm planning to this weekend. I've been too busy, but I don't understand why they couldn't just collapse everything in one app and just rebrand the wallet into Android Pay.
Some people in chat room are wondering, are basically saying I never have problems with the tap to pay. Maybe it's your device.
Come to San Francisco.
Why did they remove Chase? Chase, you can't use Chase anymore with Android Pay. Why can't I use my wallet balance with Android Pay anymore? I have to add my Google Wallet card and then set it as my primary card in order to use it first. Like, why did they
that
make all these simple,
obvious
things?
That was confusing too. I had to do the same thing.
More difficult
in my settings.
Yeah.
Before we move on though, Flo, Samsung Pay, go.
Yeah, so I'm just testing it right now because I'm doing a bigger story on it, and it's been a really interesting experience. I took it shopping yesterday. I bought some things I probably shouldn't have, but we don't want to talk about that.
Maybe we do want to talk about that.
Science. And I got some new clothes, and it worked at some of the places I used it at. I went to Forever 21. I went to H&M. And I just feel so basic saying that out loud. Anyway, it was good. I bought some tank tops and things. And the lady clerks, they were like, oh, that's not going to work here. And I was like, oh, says you. It's magic. And I would hold it there and it'd be like, chirp, chirp. And it would work. And they'd be like, wow. And the customers around me were mystified. And I was just getting all this attention. And then I went to Banana Republic. Then I went to Banana Republic, and they have those weird machines that now take the chip, so you can toss in your ATM card or whatever with the chip, and it'll sit there and read it, which is awesome because that's what everybody's gravitating towards these days.
Standard. Yeah,
exactly. So then I put the S6 Edge Plus next to it. It chirped, but then they declined it. I was like, okay, this is weird. Chirped again, declined it. Chirped again, declined it. The clerk, he says to me, oh yeah, we don't take those here. And I'm like, no, this is supposed to work.
This is different.
It uses magnets. Don't you know how they work? And then it kept declining it. And that was really embarrassing because there's nothing more embarrassing than having your card declined when there's a line of people behind you. So I just took out my Old Navy credit card and charged it that way. But then when I went back home, I noticed that, first of all, my bank put my card on hold.
Oh, no.
Because of Samsung Pay. So actually, I tried to buy an app with it today, and Google Wallet was like, you need to call your bank. So, or whatever, Play Store. So I need to do that someday this week. And it charged me on both my debit card and the Old Navy card that I used to pay at Banana Republic.
Simultaneously? So like same charge on both? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it initially charged it. So I need to call, make sure that this charge gets removed, because it says it's still processing, so it's possible it could be deleted.
No, it probably whatever. Yeah. If it's still processing, yeah. Probably what happened was is that they ping your account to check it. They it's like when you go to the hotel and they put $500 on your card.
Yeah,
that's in a temporary state, and then that takes a few days.
But it freaked me out because I went home and I saw like three transactions on there, and you know. The one that like I didn't actually pay for with it, and it's just a new experience. And also, I'm super shy about using my phone like this in real life, because this is not a thing that people do very often.
And that's the thing, is that we're in like the top of the second inning, or maybe even the bottom of the first with this. You know, like it is so early, and you've got two big challenges to this entire mobile payment new world that we're going to be in. As you said last week, the next generation of payments flow. You've got archaic financial systems that have been working since the 70s with credit cards and the way they work and things like that. And only now, like, we're one of the last countries to be moving to the chip standard. Like, Europe has been on that chip for years, and that's so secure and all stuff like that. You know, so we've got that as a big hurdle. But then you have an education aspect with the workers on the front lines, you know, like with the example of the Walgreens on Goff and Felsch at the corner of Fell and Goff is, so like,
there's one on every corner.
But it is like my nightmare, because these people, they look at me like I'm crazy when I take my phone out and try to do it. And the stores need to be educating their staff on how this is a new technology, this is how it works. And the amount of rollout between Apple and Google, Samsung, everybody is so anxious to roll this out that if that education doesn't happen, then it's dead in the water, because people got bad experiences like you have. And the one time your card gets charged three times and you can't use your card, stuff like that, you've sullied your experience.
That's it.
They need to hit a home run on the first try they do it. And that's the big challenge.
It doesn't work every time either, by the way.
Yeah.
Like the MST, you have to place it just right on the little point of sale thingy, and you know, they all look different, so I don't know where the magnetic side is on all of the devices, and it's different, so that's why I have so much anxiety about using it.
Well, think about this. Do you print out your boarding pass, or do you use a boarding pass on your phone?
I use the app. Okay. I use the app, and it's never an issue.
Right, but it's never it's never an issue now. I remember flying 5-6 years ago, and you pull out your phone with that barcode, and the TSA agent looks at you like you're crazy. I just noticed it a couple of, like, maybe 3 or 4 flights ago, that just this year does it seem like everybody's cool with this now.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you're
just
right.
This year.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been years for that to adapt. So, yeah.
That's true.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We all ranted there. So.
It's okay. This is a new thing, and I'm going to keep playing with it and using it and spending money. And
I think what you're pointing out, the challenge with Samsung Pay, in my mind, I was like, man, Loop Pay seems like the winner, you know, as far as like compatibility and ease of use and all that. But you pointed out a couple of challenges. One, you don't know exactly where to tap it. Two, they don't know that you're capable of wireless payment. So they're confused because they're like, well, we don't support that. Yep. And so there is no like official way to go about it. You're basically saying, don't worry, I got a hack and it's cool. Just trust me. And that's kind of a strange position to be in.
And also you've got staff, like, I mean, honestly, if you think about it, and this is a society problem, a lot of the staff working in retail or at restaurants or whatever are, you know, there's a large percentage of them that are disenfranchised, and there's a large percentage of them that are just punching the clock, and it's just a job. I was at a restaurant in New York City where I pulled out the coin, and before I even had it half out of my wallet, the waitress is like, nope. And I was like, oh, no, it works. She's like, yeah, no, we need a regular credit card. I'm not even trying that.
Yeah, that's the problem encountering.
Yeah, with a coin. Yeah, now I mean, she was probably right, because I've had about a 50% success rate with that thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's a coin. So, you know, she's got a legit
but it's weird to hand somebody your phone to take it like to the back of the counter where the little credit machine is, and be like, hey, do you mind holding up my phone, you know, next to your cash machine until it works? Never mind this line of people behind me also trying to get coffee. It just is.
It's interesting. Because you're talking from a retail standpoint, and now bringing, like I mentioned, restaurants. Like, have you ever gone out to dinner in London, for example? When you go out to dinner in the UK, when they come with the check, and then you show your credit card, they leave and come back with a little terminal to the table.
Yeah, exactly.
So that makes it a little more thing. But here with us, you've got to, you're going to give your phone.
I know, right?
I mean, like, so many of these processes have to change for this to work, and it's so early.